This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China hits out against Western arms sales to Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma.
British permanent UN representative Gen Xiong has again criticized the sales, saying it would only lead to escalation, more civilian casualties and displacement, and make it harder to obtain a ceasefire and start peace negotiations. China says it does not and will not provide arms to either side in the Ukraine conflict, a point Geng reiterated at a Security Council meeting on Thursday. China says it's a neutral party and wants to help broker an end to the 15-month-old conflict, but has refused to criticize the invasion and blames the West for provoking Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved plans to train Ukrainian pilots on U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets, according to two people familiar with the matter. That was learned as he huddled with allies of the Group of Seven summit on how to bolster support for Kyiv against Russia's invasion. There have been more executions in connection with government protests in Iran. More from ABC's Lisa Dwyer.
Iran has executed three men accused of deadly violence during last year's anti-government protest, despite objections from human rights groups. Authorities say they killed a police officer and two members of a paramilitary group during nationwide protests in November. Rights groups say that the three were subjected to torture, forced into televised confessions, and denied due process. Iran has executed a total of seven people in connection with the protests. They erupted last September after the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, who had been detained by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strict Islamic dress code. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more at voanews.com.